Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I often get asked by people, whether personally or in email, a lot of real estate questions and a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited questions, and some of those questions I'm going to tackle throughout the show today. So I hope you can stick with me. But essentially, the main questions I'm going to take on today's show is, where do I start? How do I begin to invest? The big one, should I go with houses or go multifamily? So I'm going to take my best foot forward, put my best foot forward there and try to tackle that one for you. And then from there, I'm going to roll into what are the differences between an independent rental operator and a lead operator. And then I'm going to follow at the end with what is a passive investor and how do I start that process? So I hope you can stick with me. Before I get to those questions, I want you to understand that people that have joined Lifestyles Unlimited to learn to invest in real estate and become successful as real estate investors, they have all come to us from different points in life and at different stages in life. Some have come to us with very little money to start, and others have come with quite a bit of money to invest. Some folks with several upper level degrees, and many people with no formal education at all. Some are young, and some not so much. The bottom line is none of that matters. None of it. What matters is getting started. All people from all walks of life can and do become successful real estate investors, regardless of their background. The second point I want to make. One of the primary reasons that makes Lifestyles Unlimited so special and so unique from other real estate investment groups across the country is that we all share. We share everything. We share our knowledge. We share our time. We share resources. We share contacts. You see, it's all about helping each other out. It's about helping each other out. A rising tide lifts all boats, right? The abundance mentality. You just don't see that with other investment groups. You don't see that in other investment segments. That's for sure. Stock market or bonds or any of that kind of stuff. No one's sharing any information with you. You've got to go out and find it on your own. That's what makes us different here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, those questions that I'm going to tackle today, where do I start? How do I begin to invest in real estate? Should I start with houses or go multifamily? What are the differences between an independent rental owner and a lead operator? What is a passive investor? How do I start? Much of this information comes right from one of our classes that we offer in our core curriculum, one of our educational classes. And that class is called Your Real Estate Map. That class is taught by Curtis Haynes. And if you don't know who Curtis Haynes is, Curtis Haynes came to Lifestyles Unlimited, just like everybody else, to learn how to invest in real estate. Curtis has become very successful in doing so, and he gives back by teaching, by mentoring, and he continues to invest in real estate today, again and again and again. It's such a repetitive process. That first question, where do I start? I cover that question on just about every show that I do, but I still get asked that question all the time. The answer is very simple. You sign up and you participate in our free workshop. That's where you start. You start with the workshop. Why do I send you there? Because there's plenty of people, type A's, and I'm one of you. Ready, fire, aim. You hear this show or you see something about real estate and you get all fired up and you're ready to go. I'm ready to go right now. I'm in. Let's go. Let's do this. They want to just go and start buying single family houses and jumping in. I want you to slow down. Attend the workshop. Some of you may think you want to be a real estate investor. But if you've never attended our workshop to see what we do and how we do it, you may not realize what you're getting into. I want you to understand that. And if that makes sense, if you understand the process, then you're ready to move forward. But you need to attend the free workshop. You see, real estate investing is not as simplistic as buying a home, owning a property, then just charging anybody rent to live there. You need to know who you are renting to. You need to, how do you know where to set the rent? You need to know that. You need to know what the market is. So what we do is a bit more sophisticated than just buying a property and putting somebody in there to pay rent. If you think that's what it is, then you're going to be in for a rude awakening. Many of our members have joined because they did just that. I did just that. Did not have an effective or pleasant experience, but many people come to us and learn how to be effective. They learn how to own and invest. Look no further than my show, April 4th, and you can hear James and Kimberly share their story. They owned 10 houses prior to Lifestyles Unlimited. And what they had done was they had created a job. You see, we invest in real estate to buy our life back, to add additional time into our day, additional time into our week, not create another job. That's the exact opposite. That's what you don't want to do. And James and Kimberly discussed that in their show. They had no real estate experience except what they learned on their own. And then they came to Lifestyles Unlimited, attended our workshop, followed the map, and have become very successful. And where is that? You would find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. But you start with the workshop, and then from there, we can move forward. So we're going to come back to these questions throughout the remainder of the show. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not going to invest with you, I'm going to go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, about how to get started, how to begin to invest, please send me an email. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. There's a series of questions that I get asked often. Where do I start? How do I begin to invest? Should I start with houses or go multifamily? What are the differences between independent rental operator and lead operators? What is a passive investor? How do I start that process? I tackled that last one. Where do I start? Well, I'm encouraging you to start by going to a workshop and seeing what real estate investing really is. While what we do is easy, it's not necessarily simple. Do you follow me? It's not necessarily simple. There is a process. There is a process that needs to be followed to be effective. So start with the workshop. And then if you're ready to go to the next step, how do I begin to invest? Well, I'm going to have you do one more thing. I encourage you to get educated. Learn how to do it. Now, the workshop tells you all about it, but then you got to take the next step. The education side. There, I would direct you to Lifestyles Unlimited. Join our group. Let us teach you how to do it properly. Now, many of you listening to this show are not members, but you are investors. You are real estate investors, and you want to learn more. If you don't join Lifestyles Unlimited, how do you begin? Well, it gets a little bit more complicated, but I would advise you to follow these steps. Get educated. Learn what you're doing. Find a mentor. This might be the best way to do this. Find someone who is a real estate investor right now that you can spend time with, that you can bounce questions off of, someone who's active, that's engaged in owning real estate. Find that mentor. Learn from them what to do, what not to do. That might even be more important. A great mentor would say, do this, don't do this. That will definitely, let's say, narrow that curve, that time down if you do have that mentor to become and help you become a successful real estate investor. Find a local real estate investment group in your area. They're all over the country. Join and participate. Learn from them. Learn from others what to do, what not to do. Build a team. Yes, real estate is a team sport. You hear us say this on this show all the time. Who's on your team? Real estate agents. You're going to need people to help you find properties, the right properties. You're going to need a GC or a handyman. These are people that are going to fix these properties, people that are going to come in and do what needs to be done so that you can get the heavy lifting and you can get this property up to speed and then in turn put that great resident in your property. You're going to need lenders, right? We bring the bank to every deal that we have. Lenders are our partners. So you need lenders, bankers, insurance people. Yes, insure the properties. And don't just skimp on the policy either. This is your investment. This is your business. Make sure the policy covers it, that the deductible is not so high that you can't handle that if there is a problem at the property. You need to fix that property. That property needs to be in good shape. So if something does happen, you need the proper insurance to cover it. A great insurance person can walk you through that process. Title companies. You might need a property manager. Have you considered? Will you be managing the property yourself? Again, we can teach you that. You can also learn that from local real estate investment groups in your area, wherever you may be. But maybe you decide, I don't want to manage it myself. So you need to find a good property manager. How do you do that? Word of mouth. Go back to that mentor who's active and owns that real estate property. Who is a good property manager? Who do you recommend? Who do you not recommend? That's the best advice that I can give you is advice from someone local on the ground doing what you want to do. Learn from somebody at ground level. You're going to need people of all trades. And there are those folks that work specifically with investors. They're tailored to the investor. Again, how do you find those people? Your local investment group and your mentor. Find the painter that caters toward investors, that does these investment properties. They're going to know what colors to use. They're going to know what level of paint to use. Find that GC that works with investors. They're going to know what lift to do on the property that's proper to the neighborhood. What you don't want is to overlift a property in a neighborhood. You'll never get your money back out of it. You need to be best product, best price. So based on the neighborhood, what is the best product, best price in that neighborhood? Again, real estate's a team sport. I cannot stress that enough. You will need these people to assist you with your rental assets. Now, that third question that I threw out, this one's going to be a little more difficult to answer, but I get asked this very often. Should I start with houses or should I go multifamily? The answer is not necessarily what you think it is. Many people out there believe that if you have the money, and it is more expensive to invest in multifamily properties, obviously these are apartment communities, it's going to cost more to invest in the apartment community than it is to go into single family homes. So many people believe that if you have a certain net worth or disposable money that you can invest, that you should go directly to multifamily. That is not necessarily true. Now, the opposite to that, if all you have is a small amount to begin your real estate investment path, just a little, well, then yes, you're going to need to start with houses. So what am I saying? Don't rush. Take your time. From the time you're set up, you're engaged, you're educated, you have a strategy, take your time. Take a few weeks. Don't buy the first single family property that comes along. Don't invest in the first multifamily property that comes along. You don't have to decide this on day one. Keep in mind, this real estate investing path is a continuous process. We repeat this over and over to the tune of years. Years. It was over 10 years ago that I purchased my first single family home. Once you get into it, it is a way of life. Understand that both single family homes and multifamily investments can be great. I've owned both. Many people I know own both. I will also say this, most multifamily investors that I know started with single family properties. So ask this question to a lot of people in that investment group. Ask your mentor. Your mentor may have never invested in multifamily, by the way. If that person only owns single family and only knows that property and only knows single family properties and how to run that business, well, then you might need to find that multifamily investor so that you can sit down with that person and come up with a game plan that's tailored to your strategy. Tailored to your strategy. We're going to continue discussing, should you go multifamily or should you go single family when you start the real estate investing path? My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
Well, one thing it has meant for us, and we have to compliment you, you've given us our time back. And I say our time because we got married 33 years ago, and we got married in July. Do you know why? Well, that was before I met Lifestyles. I used to work for Ford Motor Company. And with Ford Motor Company, I was in the automotive division. They have shut down during July, the first 2 weeks of July.
So you had to wait for a shutdown to get married?
Yes.
Yes, he actually...
Whoa, that's dedication there.
He made me change our wedding date. It was supposed to be June 15th, and I changed.
Wow, that's amazing.
So if I had been in Lifestyle, I could have gotten married when I wanted to.
And the ring would have been bigger.
Thank you.
Ready to get your time back like Vivian and Cornell? Register for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. As always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. I appreciate you joining me today. If you have any questions about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, please send me an email, and I do respond personally to every email I get. That email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com, which stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc. So I get asked a lot of questions from many people via email or even in person when I meet various people or my friends or my family. And typically there's five different questions. Where do I start? How do I begin to invest? Should I start with houses or go into multifamily? What are the differences between independent rental operator or rental owner, IRO, as we commonly use, and a lead operator? What's the difference between those two? what is a passive investor? How would I start that process? So if you're just now tuning in, I went through where do I start and how do I begin? And I got partly through should you go houses or should you go multifamily? And that's really a personal question to you. In case you haven't figured it out, I'm not just going to go, hey, you should go here or you shouldn't go here. We need to look at the analytics of both sides. Understand that most multifamily investors started in single family. Understand that you need to have a strategy and stick to it. Don't get distracted. Understand that it's going to require more money, typically, to invest in apartment communities. Now, I'm not talking about as a passive. I'm talking about as an independent rental owner or a lead. That will definitely take more money. We'll get to that passive side later in the show. Stick with me. So have that strategy that's tailored to you. Don't get distracted. If there are plenty of great single family home opportunities on the table, don't pass on those to go straight into multifamily. Take your time. I also want you to focus on your end goal. You see, we invest in real estate for many different reasons. My reasons may not be your reasons. So what do I mean about your end goal? Are you beginning to look at real estate to invest? Do you want to supplement your W-2 income? Are you trying to just add another $400, $800, $1,200, $1,600 a month in your life? Or are you trying to replace that W-2 income? When I started, I just wanted to supplement my W-2 income. Then you get to a point and you say, wait a second, what if I could make more money as a real estate investor than I do in my 9-to-5, than I do in my job, my J-O-B? Well, friends, that's when the magic happens. When that curve, when your income meets or exceeds your W-2 income, then you can decide to do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want on your terms. We call that financial freedom. Retired. Your real estate retired. You can continue to work if you want, but now you have options. So is your end goal to replace your W-2 income? Is your end goal to offset your taxes? That's another reason, yes. Many of us invest in real estate with a strategy of offsetting our taxes. There are certain ways that needs to be done to make that happen. Is your end goal to build a business? Is your end goal to accumulate wealth? All of these, again, are different strategies within real estate investing. I want you to think about that. I don't want you to go alone either. I want you to have that network. I want you to follow what we call the roadmap. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't do something wacky because it seems like a good deal or a good idea at the time. What do I mean by that? Trailer homes, condos, hotels, student housing. That's not what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, but no. You might be sitting there and you might be looking at it on paper and going, that's a heck of a return. Now, I'm not saying that people don't do very well investing in trailer homes, condos, hotels, or student housing. What I am saying, that's not necessarily what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm not saying you can't go outside and learn how to do that properly. But again, we're saying the same thing. If that's something you want to do, find that mentor, find that real estate investing group, find that education that wraps around that and learn how to do it. So I'm not saying if you're here at Lifestyles Unlimited and we're teaching you how to invest in single family homes and you're looking at a piece of paper and it's saying this condo's got a great return, I'm telling you, we don't teach that here. If that's something you want to do, go find that person to teach you how to do it properly. I'm not saying you can't be successful doing it, but I am saying don't just jump at the shiny object. You had a strategy that you put down, wrote it down on paper. This is what I want to do. This is why I'm doing it. And this is what I'm going to invest into. Don't lose focus of that strategy. Continuing with single family versus multifamily. in the eyes of the independent rental operator. Consider lending. If you want to buy a multifamily property, an apartment community, well, it's about your balance sheet and your liquidity. Balance sheet and liquidity. Multifamily, you're buying a business. Single family, it's about your W-2 income. So you're going to need to understand what your net worth is, because your net worth needs to be equal to whatever that loan is. Think about it. If your net worth is $1 million, then lenders will participate in multifamily loans at $1 million or less with you. So if you're trying to buy that $2 million apartment community and yet your net worth is only $1 million, well, you're going to have to do it a little bit different. I'm not saying you can't do it, but there is a way to do it. Liquidity. What is that? If you're going to borrow $1 million, the lenders are going to want you to have 10% of that loan balance set aside, $100,000. If you're borrowing $500,000, $500,000, you're going to have $50,000. Set aside, not in your net worth, liquid. You're going to put it into a separate account. Those lenders like to see that. It's going to make them feel good, and then they're going to write the loan for you. So you need to be liquid. Keep that in mind. Now, if the price to enter multifamily is a bit steep, you can get what we call a key principle. And I'm not going to do a deep dive in that, but a key principle can help with those multifamily requirements. Essentially, they will look at the key principal's net worth. So if you have a wealthy friend, wealthy individual that has the net worth, then that person can guarantee the loan. And so you can use that individual's net worth to buy that bigger multifamily property. Now, on that multifamily, continuing the discussion, independent rental owner versus lead. If you wanted to go lead investor, that net worth and liquidity requirement will still apply to leads. Do you want to invest in real estate, or do you want to own a business? Think about that. You are buying a business. As soon as you add employees on a 50 to 75 unit apartment community, you're buying a business. If you are going to be a lead investor, that means you need passive investors to pull their money together to help you buy that property. Well, now you own a business, part-time versus full-time. An independent rental owner, someone who owns a property by themselves without any partners, that could be a part-time. That could be part-time. But a lead investor, somebody who is creating a syndication, somebody who is raising funds, somebody who has partners in the deal, that's a full-time job. There's no such thing as a part-time lead. So if you're listening to me and you're thinking, well, Mike, I want to be a lead investor, and then you're hearing there's no such thing as part-time, well, maybe you should reconsider. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue some of these real estate questions. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself, who got started in 87, go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Been breaking down the topic of should someone invest in single family or multifamily properties, what that looks like, how would you get to that point? And then we started comparing, let's say you do want to invest in multifamily properties, what's the difference between investing as what we call an IRO, independent rental owner, versus what's a lead investor? Now, lead investor is a term that we use within Lifestyles Unlimited to basically say, this is a syndicator. This is a person who is going to put a deal or a property together, an opportunity. They're going to share that with their passive investors, people like me who would say, that looks like a great business plan, looks like an excellent property to purchase, looks like there's some upside to this business. Here's my money. I will gladly invest with you. But it's not that simple. A lead investor is a full-time job. That is somebody who is owning a business. That is somebody who has partners. That is somebody who has employees. And if that sounds busy, think about this. You can own an apartment community. Let's say you owned a 12 or a 15 or a 20 unit apartment community all by yourself. Well, that could be a part-time job. It doesn't take much time. Doesn't make much time. Think of it like this. Do you want a boss or no boss? You see, a lead investor, well, they have to answer a lot of questions. They have to do the financials. They have a fiduciary responsibility. They have to hold quarterly partner meetings. They have to have monthly, quarterly, and annual financial meetings. None of this is required if you're an independent rental owner. You're the sole owner. And if what I just said doesn't bother you, then you may be okay being a lead investor one day. Another question, bank account balance or budget? Are you going to be upfront with people? As a lead, yes. So if you're the independent rental owner, property owner, you'd really just have a bank account. Money comes in, money goes out, you're answering to yourself. If you're a lead investor and you have partners and you have financials, you're going to have a budget, not only for your passive investors, but for your lenders. The bank wants to see it. They're part of the deal. They want to know what's going on, how it's running, how's it doing monthly, quarterly, and annually. Are you upfront with people? Are you a good people person? I think a lead would need to be a good people person. Why? Because they have to manage the expectations of the partners. They have to present opportunities to the passive investors. They have to hold these meetings. They have to hold webinars. They have to email others. They need to work with their attorneys to create the private placement memorandum. And if you don't know what that is, that's really the business plan. That's the plan that's outlined from top to bottom on purchasing this investment, what it means to be a partner in this investment, how you, what you need, you're required to invest in this investment, the business plan, why this makes sense, what we're going to do with the property. That's all in that private placement memorandum. We call that a PPM for short. If you're not the type of person that can explain a PPM to your partners, maybe not being a lead or being a lead is not for you. Again, you're presenting not only to your partners, you're presenting to lenders. You need to sell the lenders on the opportunity. Do you have the ability to do that? So as a lead, not only are you running a business, you're running a partnership. Let that sink in. Independent rental owner, you don't have to be outgoing at all. Again, you have no other partners. It's all you. Understand that as a lead, a syndicator, all it takes is one poorly run deal for word to get around. One poorly run deal. Again, we're a team of investors. We all know each other. We talk to each other. We share with each other. So your reputation is huge. If you're an IRO and you don't do so well, well, that's between you and you. Keep that in mind. There's a lot of responsibility to being a lead investor. Understand that. So when people say, should I go single family or multifamily? And then we start looking at the different ways you can invest in multifamily as an independent rental owner or as a lead, there's differences. And the third way to invest in multifamily, well, that's my favorite. What is a passive investor? How do I start? A passive investor is somebody that really doesn't want to participate in the deal, in the operations of the deal, but they want to earn money. We all go into real estate for a reason. For me, I wanted to buy my time back. I love, love, love being a passive investor. No matter where I go with real estate investing, I will always have room or a portion of my portfolio dedicated to investing passively. When we say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle, I think of passive investing. Now, I'm not saying that some independent rental owners or leads don't have super incredible lifestyles, because they do. They most certainly do. But again, those leads are owning a business and a partnership. Those independent rental owners are still owning a property. They have to have people run that property. They have to have people manage that property. They may be doing it themselves. But as a passive investor, we really don't have any concerns or responsibilities other than choosing good leads to invest with and writing checks. That's our responsibility. Choose a good lead, write a check. In Curtis Haynes' educational program, Your Real Estate Map, that I mentioned in the first segment of the show, he has a saying in regards to passive investing. He says, passive investing is perfect for someone who has no time and a lot of money. And he also said, passive investing is perfect for someone who has a lot of time and a lot of money. But it's not good for somebody who doesn't have a lot of money. And we all start from somewhere. And define a lot. I don't want that to come out insulting. But understand that it's going to be about $25,000 per deal to begin your path of passive investing, minimum. So if you have $50,000, but your goal is to immediately create and overcome W-2 income, well, that's probably not the best start. You should possibly go single family, double that money, triple that money, two or three times over within single family, and then get into the multifamily side of it. So passive investing is not for someone who has a lot of time and not a lot of money. Okay? Passive investing is perfect for someone who has no time and a lot of money, and somebody who has a lot of time and a lot of money. Of the three investment options within multifamily, lead, passive, or independent rental owner, understand that passive income has the lowest returns of the three. So to piggyback on what I was saying earlier, you can build your wealth much quicker by getting 10 to 15 single family homes and then getting into multifamily if you wish. Multifamily folks that I know of, most of them started with housing. They started in single family properties, built their portfolio up, and then moved into the multifamily side. Passive investing is a great way to learn about multifamily ownership before you become a lead or an independent rental investor. Maybe that's your game plan. Get into a couple of deals, understand what's involved, and then you can see what this lead needs to do. You can understand more what's required to be an independent rental owner and operator. You can see the reports. You can learn about the uniqueness of different properties as a passive investor. And then decide if you want to go on that other side. As a passive, another word of advice, don't rush to invest. There will always be another passive opportunity right around the corner. We have a saying here at Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll run out of money before you run out of opportunities to invest in. And that is so true. I can't tell you how true that is. there's always another deal. There's always a deal that you want to get into, and yet you just don't have the funds at that particular time. I see it. That's the story of my life. Trust me out there. And I know that many pastors that are listening to me as I say this, they're saying it too. They're saying, Harrison, there's always another opportunity, and I just didn't have funds to get into that particular opportunity. The one deal I rushed into was one that I shouldn't have invested in, but I did. I rushed into that deal. I didn't take my time, and I didn't look at it. So take your time, research the leads, and I hope I answered your questions today a little bit about which path to go as far as investing, single family, multifamily, how to start, how to begin. I want you to understand, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'm Mike Harrison. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.